Hey guys, good morning. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind for Thursday, March 14th. I swear to God, this week has been the most confusing week in a long time in the sense of what the heck day is it? Yesterday felt like Thursday, the day before felt like Wednesday. Anyways, later post today because I went to a networking event this morning, kind of like a half networking, half, I guess you can describe it more as a networking event, but something that I highly recommend for solopreneurs, entrepreneurs of any type, really. And the reason why I say that, especially for solopreneurs who like work from home, or, you know, work alone most of the time. I mean, part of the reason why good networking events, are good is because you just get out of the house and talk to other living, breathing people, right? So I have one assistant, but he works remotely part-time. And so most of my time is spent working alone. Yes, I have client calls and emails and stuff like that, but that really can't replace in-person meetings, discussions, interactions, stuff like that. So tip number one, try to mix in some good, you know, networking events, social events type things. Number two is curate which ones you go to. And I've learned this over time, especially when I started a little, just under 2 years ago, was the first thing I did was started going to a lot of networking events. Because not only for sales purposes, but more importantly than that, is for networking purposes. So meeting other people, hearing their stories, learning about what worked for them, what didn't. And then the best thing about networking is you're not only growing your network, you're gaining access to their network. So the one thing I like to say about networking is that don't think about it like you're meeting one other new person and hopefully you'll sell to them and then that's kind of like it. That's not actually what it is, and that's not the approach you should take. The approach you should take is, I'm going to meet this new person, help them, hear their story. Maybe they'll help me, maybe I'll help them, but you're also gaining access to their entire network. Just like if you go at it with the right approach and you're a friendly person, they get access to your entire network, right? Because maybe they're not a perfect fit for you as a client, but they know many people who are, or even one person who is, or someone that you should talk to or whatever. So highly suggest networking events, even if you're not an entrepreneur. So let's say you work in a corporate job and you want to become one or you want to get out. Networking events, best way to meet new people and find out about new opportunities and ultimately, hopefully, make sales. So there's that. And I try to go to, when I first started out, I tried to go to one to two a week, to be honest. I'm based out of Toronto, and there's only so many good ones a week. Like, some of them you'll see are just not quite so good. So it depends on where you live. Find the good ones. Try them all. Figure out for yourself which ones are good, which ones aren't. Some of them are free. Some you might have to pay for. But the good ones are worth paying for because you'll make your money back in other ways, in growing your network, meeting potential clients, stuff like that. So big fan of networking events. This one's a little bit more tight-knit. It's based off a group, a Slack community, which is great because people are even kind of more connected. They're not total randoms. It's easy to connect with them after. I mean, hopefully you're bringing business cards and stuff anyways. But really good. I try to mix. Now I try to go to a couple a month. I don't go to as many anymore because, well, you always need to network, but my need to network is not as great as it was when I first moved here and started my business. So if you're starting a new business, I would say if you're struggling, especially with sales, or you're lonely, or, you know, the solopreneur grind life is tough, just start going to networking events. Because the other great thing is, I mean, I think there's so many benefits, but you'll meet other people in the same boat as you, right? So let's say you're struggling to grow a business, you're lonely, you know, you're doubting yourself. One way to help through that is to meet other people that are in the same position that you are, so you can just, you know, get along and share your thoughts and feelings and realize that, hey, I'm not alone in this. There's other people doing the same thing. So I've made really good friends. I actually ended up starting a mastermind group about 7 months ago, strictly because, well, two reasons. Number one, I wanted something a little with a better feedback loop, like a little more tight-knit. So instead of just going to random networking events, I wanted to meet up with people that I knew and trusted. And the second thing was I made so many good friends at these networking events that I finally said to myself, hey, I know like 7 or 8 guys who are kind of like me, and they all love networking, and they kind of want more than just going to a networking event. Why don't we all just meet up, like 5 or 6 of us every few weeks, and call it a mastermind? So I did that. So that's what came out of it. So highly recommended. We're hitting the 5.5 minute mark here, so I'm going to cut it short. If you're watching on YouTube, I know I still need a haircut, but it's been a busy week. So anyways, sorry for the late episode. I will be back tomorrow, Friday morning, to end this random feeling week. And I hope yours is going well. If you haven't already joined the email list, the link will be in the description below, whether you're watching or listening. And if you want to join a group of like-minded people going through what you're doing, Facebook group link will also be there as well, where we chat about, you know, struggles we're having, what we do, what we work on. So feel free to hop over there, and I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.